Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Mike Schaefer, who produces our show, said toward the end of last hour, he had a lot of people calling in. A lot of people calling in who said, no, you're wrong, Phil. A lot of dogs just flat don't like black people. Mike was telling me this. He said, Phil, we had a lot of calls from people saying that dogs do have a racial problem with black people, but they all sounded like such dumbasses I couldn't put them on the air. Thank you for that, Mike. 1-800-449-8686. By the way, Mike Schaefer tells me that his dog hated him for the longest time because he wore a baseball cap. That I can relate to. Any guy with a baseball cap, you know, right away there's problems. And that shows a very healthy streak in most dogs. Your dog hated you because you wore a baseball cap. You know, you told me that story. You'll notice I didn't break into a laugh or anything when you were telling me the story. Now I can't stand it. I have to. What are you talking about? The dog didn't like you because you wore a baseball cap. Are you serious? He says, growing up, his dog hated his brother, then liked him. Then the dog liked his brother and hated him. And the two of him and his brother put their heads together and said, it's got to be the baseball cap. Maybe it was the peanuts you were eating. Might have been the peanuts you were eating and the big X on the baseball caps that you were wearing. Maybe that's what the dog didn't like. All right, I'm joking around, man. I'm sorry. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show here. Anyway, this the movie The White Dog, you can go look at that. Samuel Fuller, who's a pretty good director, as a matter of fact, and a kind of a Renaissance man. And he made a, and this movie was written by Curtis Hanson, who also wrote L.A. Confidential, or so I'm told. You see any of the games yesterday, by the way? Tampa Bay, I want to say for the record, and I probably don't know what I'm talking about. God knows I don't do a sports talk show, so if I'm wrong, I'm wrong. But is there something that I'm missing about that pass play to that wide receiver for the Buccaneers that was called incomplete? And upon further review, it was incomplete, even though it looked like the guy caught the ball, pressed it to his chest, landed on the ground. What in blue blazes was that about? I couldn't figure that for the life of me. For the life of me! That would have been a third and one. Third and one, about 2 minutes left. It would have kept the drive alive. And I didn't hear anybody say word one about that. And I didn't hear Tony Dungy bellyache about it, although Tony Dungy is one of the real class acts in the National Football League, a tremendous coach. He's going to win a Super Bowl. That's how good he is. He will win the Super Bowl. That is Dennis, you know, Dennis Green, Dan Reeves, you know, all these guys that come close, but they ain't never going to win Super Bowls. But Tony Dungy will. But what happened to the Buccaneers yesterday, I thought was so odious that I hope the St. Louis Rams go up in flames against Tennessee. I hate their guts in the first place for leaving Los Angeles. They were my team growing up all through my life. That was the ball club that I rooted for. And then and of course, as you all know, anybody listening in L.A. and anybody lived in L.A. long enough to know, they'd stink it out year in and year out. And then, just to say thank you, they left town, which I guess was kind of a thank you. I guess the best thing they could have done at that point was to leave town. And then they get to St. Louis, and they get good all of a sudden. So that right there just bothers me. And then, of course, getting in the way they did, I thought was rather cheap. But what do I know? 1-800-449-8686. Look at this. Now already we got the Ram fans checking in, or at least one Ram fan. Chatsworth, hi. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Yeah, Phil. Great show as always.
Thanks.
You're way wrong about I told everybody, and I told everybody that I knew this was the year for the Rams. And if you looked in the newspaper at the beginning of the year, guess what?
If I looked in the newspaper at the beginning of the year?
Yeah, guess what?
What?
201 long shot, my man. 201 long shot. And I would be betting on him because I'm a longtime Ram fan. And I never gave up on them. And all of these...
Okay, now wait a second. I love the Rams.
Yeah, you love the Rams. Everybody says that they loved them, but they gave up on them, and they wanted them to move away from the city where they were. But I love them, and I never gave up on them.
Well, you know what? I'm simply saying that they stunk it out year in and year out.
Well, they may have, But the Rams are for real, baby. And I don't know anybody who believed that they were for real except for me.
Well, okay, kid. I'll give you that. But the heartache that they put on Ram fans across Los Angeles and the heartache that they put on me in particular, I will never forgive them for.
Well, that's, you just don't have any, you're not even have any faith in the Ram football.
What do you mean have faith in the Ram football? They stunk. And then they leave. Okay? That's why I got no faith in the Ram football.
Admit it. You're going to root for them.
Forget it. I ain't rooting for them. I hope they lose. I hope they get blown out. I hope that the curse continues for that team. That the broken hearts they left behind them, you know.
Well, you can hope they lose, but the fact of the matter is, I picked them. Nobody else did, but I picked them. And I,
well, who are you, man? I mean, what did you do?
Around my school, at Chatsworth High, and other places, too. I knew they were going to win, man. Nobody believed me, but I knew it. I fell in love with these guys a long time ago. I'm a long-time fan.
Well, all right. I mean, good for you. You know, I mean, I'm not going to not. Your team's a winner, okay? They ain't won the big one yet, okay?
Well, that's just a matter of, you know, technicality.
Well, let me tell you something. Something that happened 20 years ago this month. Guess what happened 20 years ago this month?
I don't know. I don't know.
20 years ago this month, the Rams were in a Super Bowl.
I know all about that one. And they could have won that game.
Yeah, no, hold on for a minute. The Rams were in a Super Bowl 20 years ago this month, and guess what happened to them? Huh?
They could have won that game if Nolan Cromwell had knocked down the pass to Lynn Swann.
If my uncle had wheels and pedals, he'd be a bicycle man. If, okay, they didn't win, they lost it big, and guess what?
This is a whole different Ram team, Phil. Seriously, and you got to understand, this is run 'em and gun 'em, baby. This is Kurt Warner, Isaac Bruce, Holt, Marshall Faulk. This is Hollywood, baby. Run 'em and gun 'em offense. They're the badass.
Wow, man.
There's the showtime of football, and you're pissed off because you gave up on them. Admit it.
I'll tell you one thing. That Tampa Bay game didn't show me anything. Tony Dungy came in there with a defense that shut him down.
Yeah, shut him down until he made the pass to Rich Popiel.
Rich Popiel? Is that his name?
Yeah, he's the wide receiver.
All right, here's Inglewood on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
It's Ricky Pose. He doesn't even know what she's talking about.
What's his name?
He's not making any kind of sense.
What is his name?
Ricky. My name is Gavin. The bottom line
is... No, what was the wide receiver's name? Ricky...
Ricky Prohl.
Ricky Prohl, that's right.
The bottom line is...
No, I think it was Prohl. Okay.
It's Prohl. You don't even know about football. I watch football all the time.
I picked the Rams. Did you pick the Rams?
You don't know what you're talking about.
Did you pick the Rams? Did you pick the Rams?
What? No. The Rams?
Yeah.
Did they lost 20 years ago to Pittsburgh.
You didn't have them, did you?
Lady. What are you talking about?
You didn't
the
have
bottom
them.
Line is,
and
the only reason why Tampa Bay didn't go, because they cannot have two black quarterbacks. You can check back in history, there's never been two black quarterbacks in history in a Super Bowl. And a head black coach? No way. That call was fake, and everybody knows it in the world. Even the Rams know it. That's why nobody's saying anything.
What are you talking about? You're
all set up.
You're crazy.
It's propaganda. It's all political.
Hey, let me ask a question here. Wasn't that a call for review from the upstairs?
Official.
It was from an. It was from upstairs,
see, at the end
wasn't
of the
it?
Game, at the, like, but the last 2 minutes left in the game, the official has the only right to review an instant replay.
This guy says there's racialism.
Racist.
That's right.
That's what it is.
He
caught the ball. The only thing that hit the ground was his knuckles.
The National Football League.
The replay. John Madden. Is the man.
John Madden didn't. No, 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 wait a second. John Madden didn't say anything. He pointed it out, but he said it doesn't.
A lot to say. I mean, yeah, look how many games he has.
You don't know what you're talking about.
What are you talking about? I don't know what I'm talking about.
Because the Rams, tell me the Rams aren't run him and gun him. They kick butt on Tampa Bay.
Oh, my God. Come on. Running him and gun him.
Tampa Bay
had... Did you see the game yesterday?
I watched the whole game, and the Rams were...
And you know what? The only thing that even stopped Tampa Bay...
Are you trying to tell me that Tampa Bay...
was the Rams' defense.
Are you
they did
trying
a great
to tell,
job.
Are you trying to tell me that Sean...
cheated.
So you're trying to tell
bottom
me...
Bottom line, two black quarterbacks in the Super Bowl, it's not going
to
happen.
So you're trying to tell me that... You're trying to tell me that Sean...
World in
hold on, hold on, hold on. What are you saying?
I just
they are not
going to
allow two black
quarterbacks... Hold on, hold on.
I just want this guy to tell me that Sean King... is a great quarterback. Go ahead, try to tell me that. Tell me they got a great offense. Tell me Tampa Bay's got a better offense.
Man, you know what? The Rams
you're
play like San Francisco 49ers
you're
play every other year.
Sean King
the
goes to a Super Bowl.
Play like the Rams do.
Hey,
who knows
Sean
when?
King goes
they
to
last
a Super,
won a Super Bowl.
Bowl.
They even won a title.
Offense. When Tampa gets
I
an offense,
I think they were wearing white
Super
uniforms
Bowl.
Back then, too.
You're,
old
you're,
school.
You're paranoid.
Paranoid.
Yeah, you're
why
imagining
Tennessee.
It.
Tennessee will destroy St. Louis.
I hope so.
Oh, listen to
oh,
you, Henry.
So. Everybody does. Hey, Phil,
you're
believe everybody
just,
feels the
Henry,
same way.
You're just saying that because you want to kiss up.
You know what?
Right?
No. You know what? I like the Rams because I like Marshall Faulk because he went to San Diego State. And I know him personally.
Marshall Faulk?
And you know what?
Marshall.
Marshall Faulk for the St. Louis Rams. Your Hollywood high-powered offense, you don't know?
You called it Marshall.
You
said Marshall.
No, I said Marshall.
I don't think
Marshall
so.
Faulk.
He said Marshall
Faulk. He's originally
Faulk.
From New Orleans, Louisiana.
Hey,
and the rest of my family,
you
bro,
didn't
I'm
answer
the only
my
California
question.
Native.
You're trying to tell me that Sean King's a better quarterback than Kurt Warner? Wake up,
yes,
man. You're dreaming.
Sean King is a rookie.
Wake
he
up.
He lost one game.
Well, then he don't
out of Tulane University. He didn't lose a game at Tulane University. He only lost one
well,
game.
There's a high-powered college
and he came
program.
In barely
Tulane.
At the second half.
Yeah, Tulane, real high-powered college program. That guy is a rookie. He's not a
and
quarterback.
He beat the
he's
Rams
not a
yesterday,
Super Bowl quarterback.
You know it.
All right. Thank you, sir.
All right.
Jeez. Who's this kid? We'll keep him on the line, whoever he is. He's nuts. He's nuts. And he's getting goofier as the clock wears on. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show. Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. What is your name, kid?
Collins, I live in Chatsworth, California.
Okay. I've had more than one caller call and say that they heard you on the Jim Rome show this morning.
That's bogus. That's bogus.
You weren't on his show.
I've not called up the Jim Rome show. And
Rome. Okay?
Yeah, Jim. Rome.
Not Rome. Rome. Did you call his show?
I not. No.
What do you mean, I not?
I not call his show. I'm just calling up to let you know that the Rams are my club, even if you gave up on them. And
I'm very happy for you, man. And I'm very, you know, what can I say? I'm very excited for you. I hate their guts. I don't hate their guts. I just screw them. Get them out of my life, okay? And I was rooting for Tampa Bay, and I'll be rooting for Tennessee in a week. And
Tennessee? You got to be kidding me. They're an expansion team.
No, they're not an expansion team.
Oh, really? Where were they 5 years ago?
They were in Houston.
That's not my information. They came into the league with Carolina.
Well, your information sucks. Carolina and Jacksonville.
No, they came in.
Carolina and Jacksonville were the two expansion teams, okay? That's not your information. Tennessee Titans used to be the Houston Oilers. And the St. Louis Rams used to be the L.A. Rams.
I know that. I know that.
Just getting it straight here, okay? West Fargo on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Yeah.
Yes, sir, you're on.
First of all, that guy doesn't know what he's talking about. I don't think he's ever watched football before in his life.
I watch it every
week.
Nothing
to brag about.
I watch it every week.
He's got the easiest schedule
in the NFL. Yeah, they beat Minnesota. They beat Tampa Bay.
Who's that to brag about? Minnesota,
what are you
Tampa
talking
Bay.
About,
they
kid?
Can beat Jacksonville. That's something to brag about. Minnesota,
what are you talking
Tampa Bay
about?
Suck.
Who? Who are you talking about? The Rams?
Yeah.
The Rams are run and gun, man. They're going to shred Tennessee.
You even know what run and gun means?
I do. It means they pass it quick and the man run. They pass it quick and the man run.
And they do that? You've watched them enough to know that they do that?
Yeah, they did it against Minnesota. They shredded Minnesota's defense big time. And I believed in the Rams way back in preseason when everybody else thought they sucked on.
Way back in preseason. Yeah, that's a long time ago. What about last year? You believe in them last year, too?
I've been a fan since preseason. What?
Since preseason, that's all you got.
Well, who's your team?
Denver Broncos.
Denver Broncos blow.
Hey, the Denver Broncos won two consecutive Super Bowls with a pretty damn good quarterback named John Elway. How many Super Bowls the Rams win?
They're going to win.
No, how many have they won? Not what they're going to do. How many Super Bowls have the St. Louis Rams won?
None yet, but they will. Then you'll
start
in a week against the Tennessee Titans.
Titans.
Where are you reading that?
Yeah, on their website.
Well, it ain't the Tennessee Titans.
The Tennessee Titans. Ain't that it, kid?
Almost.
Hey, kid, what's the name of the team they're playing?
Tennessee Titans, you moron.
Oh, yeah? Do you have a fight song for the Denver Broncos?
No, I do not.
I got a fight song that I wrote for the Rams. Listen.
Let's hear it.
Go, Rams, go. Kick some ass. Kick them till they're blue. Go, Rams, go. Kick some ass. I remember when you guys blew. Go, Rams, go. Now you're good. Putting over the other teams in a hole. Go.
Okay, it sucks. Your song sucks. Thanks, kid. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show.
Go, Rams, go. My dad left my mom. He said he was going to the store.
Okay, fine. Go, Rams, go. My dad left my mom. Said he was going to the store. That's a good one. That's a classic. Okay, it's Phil Henry Show here. Our number, 1-800-449-8686. Let me remind you before we go back to our phone calls. The Phil Henry Show, Best of the Phil Henry Show 1999 CD is available at philhenryshow.com. Pick up our CD. All the proceeds go to my friend's place, a resource center for homeless and runaway kids, philhenryshow.com. Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. And we got this kid. You're from RC. Is that your name?
Yeah, Phil. Great show as always.
Okay. Let me get another phone call up here. Corona, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Hi.
Hey, Phil, how you doing?
Good.
I wanted to check in with my two cents on this because almost this fool you got on right now doesn't sound like he knows football, but I have been a Ram fan for a lot of years myself. Even though I come originally from Knoxville, Tennessee, I've been a Ram fan. And I think we really missed our shot when we let this team get out of town because now they're going to the Super Bowl and we had the opportunity to have them and like them. Now they're not here no more, you know.
Yeah, you should have been more friendly to them.
I'm sorry?
You should have been more friendly to the Rams. Then they would not have left California, and you wouldn't be sad.
Well, I feel like we missed our chance when we could have supported the team and we didn't.
Well, wait a second, sir. I think that the Rams got as much support out of a long-suffering fan base as they possibly could. They were perennial. I wouldn't call them losers.
No, sir, they were not losers because they went to the NFC Championship game twice in the 1980s. They also went to the they won their division every year in the 70s when they had Chuck Knox as the head coach. And all of that, we should have supported them because then they would have been good and they'd be going to the Super Bowl now.
Yeah, but you were good. You weren't good, so they left and went to St. Louis.
And all I'm saying is that I'm very, very deeply sorry that they did. And I blame myself, and I think a lot of Ram fans should blame themselves.
Well, I'm not blaming myself. I was a big-time Ram fan. I ain't blaming myself. They can split, go to any town they want to. It's over. And I think the best thing we can all do is, if we're so-called Ram fans, stop being them and start rooting for the, you know, the...
Tennessee Titans!
It ain't the Titans, it's the Titans. The Tennessee Titans.
See, this guy you got on the phone right now is just an ass, and he's trying to make it, you know, he's trying to make a fool out of everybody. And
no, I'm just having fun with a bunch of people who should have been Ram fans but are not no more.
Well, I'm trying to say that I wish they were still here so that I could be a fan.
All right, well, they're not here. La Jolla on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Yeah, I got a call because I really think this is starting to become an exercise in stupidity. From the last caller to this kid, this punk, this RC. How old are you, RC?
What difference does it make?
Well, here's the difference.
You know, I mean, what difference does it make?
If you believed in the Rams back to the preseason, and you're old enough to place a bet, the Rams were 200-1 odds in the preseason.
Yeah, I know that. I know that. I'm not old enough to place a bet, but I was smart enough to.
You were smart enough to. Well, was your daddy smart enough to actually take a bet from you?
I'll tell you this much. I would have if I was able to legally. Would you? No.
Would I have?
No, you wouldn't have.
I probably
well, how do we would. Know? How do we know that you would have been that you would have placed the bet? You say it.
I can't on account it's not legal for me.
Yeah, that's true. But I mean, unless you're a test tube baby, I would assume you've got a daddy that could probably place that bet for you.
My dad doesn't live with us.
Your dad doesn't live with you.
No.
All right. Well, your mom or your uncle or your grandpa.
My mom doesn't place bets.
Got to be some adult that would be able to place a bet for you.
Did you place a bet?
I'm a diehard Charger fan and have been for 26 years.
Oh, good luck with that team. Good luck with them.
Hey, let me ask you, RC. You're such a big Rams fan.
Do you
can you name me more than four Rams?
Go ahead, name four Rams.
Yeah, you're a big Ram fan. Go ahead, kid.
Oh, that's easy. That's Kurt Warner, Isaac Bruce.
Mm-hmm.
That guy named London something.
That guy named London
something. The defensive lineman, London. You
claim to be a Rams fan, and you can't name me four Rams?
You know who he is, London.
Well, name four Rams. Come on, you're the big fan.
Come on, kid. Go ahead, because I've been listening to your program, Mr. Henry, and I
can name it. Hold on.
This kid doesn't know anything.
Come on, four Rams.
God,
you got Kurt Warner. You got Isaac Bruce.
Marsha Falk and the London guy.
Okay, that doesn't seem like there's two working brain cells in your head.
Oh, it's because I named four guys. You're pissed off.
No,
because you lose again. You lose again.
I'm not. There's no way I could possibly lose.
You're talking
about being a diehard Rams fan and a Rams fan from back in the day, and you follow
the
Rams.
Hey, how them Chargers? Love those Chargers.
I do love those Chargers. Through thick and thin, I love those Chargers.
How about them Chargers, huh?
Hey, at least the guy's proud enough to say, yes, he is a Charger fan, even though they've fallen on some hard times.
Absolutely.
They've not never been in a Super Bowl.
Yes, they were.
They were in the Super Bowl.
They were in the Super Bowl in 93.
No, they were in the Super Bowl in 95, January of 95.
94 or 93?
January of 95.
Are you sure about that?
Trust me, it was in Miami. I was living there.
Oh, yeah, some Charger fan you are. You don't even know when they're in the Super Bowl. The only time.
Well, it's all right, okay?
They were in the Super Bowl against the 49ers. And
oh, yeah, I remember that game. What was it, like 100-0? You guys give me a royal pain. You know that?
It doesn't matter, but in the history of our franchise and the history of your franchise, and I really hesitate to say that the Rams are your franchise since you can barely name four players, but in the history of our franchise...
That London guy.
The London guy, exactly.
The London guy.
The bridge. In the history of our franchise, we certainly made it to the Super Bowl long before you did, six, five years ago.
No, the Rams was there in 1980, according to Mr. Henry.
Well, yeah, you might want to give up on that tack of reasoning. The Rams were there in 80.
And they made a damn good game of it for three quarters.
Oh, big deal. The Rams went against the Steelers in 80 and got beat 31-19.
And I gotta ask RC, if you're a Rams fan, politically, what do you think about the owner, Georgia Frontier?
Why? Just because she's a girl, she can't be an owner?
No, it has nothing to do with
saying?
The girl. But
well,
isn't she the closest thing to the living version of the devil?
Oh, yeah, right. Just because you guys are owned by another person.
Yeah, who are we owned by?
Some guy.
Yeah, Alex Spanos.
Who?
Alex Spanos, and he's
a
good man.
Oh, yeah, there's a real household name for you. Alex,
The only reason why you know Georgia Frontieri's name is because she's the closest thing to the walking devil.
She's pretty hot looking.
She's hot looking. Oh,
you're telling me she's not?
My friend.
Oh, come on, man.
You must raise your standards.
You have really got, you're going down a bad path there, kid.
You really are.
Henry, what do you think?
I'm not going to knock a woman's looks, okay? She's an attractive woman for her age, okay? I'll put it that way.
But Phil, what do you think about Georgia?
You're telling me she's not hot looking?
All right, that's a stupid
question.
Okay, all
right, just quit being a... What do I think about Georgia Frontier? What's there to think? She's been pretty successful with that franchise. I'll put it to you this way. She's done better with that team than Bidwell's done with the Cardinals, than that Benson clown's done with the Saints. I mean, there's a bunch of clubs that she's done better than.
Mm-hmm.
So I can't knock the owner. And I think a lot of the stuff that people don't dig about Georgia Frontieri, frankly, and with all due respect, does have to do with the fact that she's a woman. Okay, 1-800-449-8686.
Wow, wasn't that, boy, that was...
What?
That was really great.
What?
I think, frankly, it has a lot to do with her being a woman. 1-800-449, don't you sound like the talk show host.
I was making a point and going to the...
Yeah, you sounded real smooth there, Slick.
Hey, kid, you know, I don't have to have you on the phone with me, all right? Santa Barbara, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, ma'am, you're on the air.
Oh, yes. I just
sounds like the lady that left you the note about your basketball hoop.
Yes, ma'am, you're on the air. Go ahead.
I just wanted to say I heartily agree with your arrangements or thoughts about the Rams.
What?
Can't you get rid of that band?
I'm on the air because I'm giving commentary.
Well, at any rate, it's a very slight thing.
What's wrong with your
nose? I say I've been a Ram fan for many, many years. My father had 8 seats through Tunnel 5 on the aisle.
In Cleveland?
Oh, no. Los Angeles. And I also saw the first Super Bowl at the Coliseum in Los Angeles. And I, Mr. Henry, I believe his name is. I just turned the
Mr. Henry.
I turned the radio
television
on tonight,
uh-huh.
And I heartily agree with him. I think the Rams, they should never have left Los Angeles, and when they did, they should have been the Anaheim Rams and not the Los Angeles Rams.
What show are you watching?
I beg your pardon?
What show are you watching right now?
I'm not watching any show.
Well, you said you were watching Mr. Henry.
Oh, I have the radio.
Well, you looking at the radio?
No, I don't look at the radio. Maybe you do, but I don't. I listen
sometimes
to the radio.
I look at it when I'm going to change the dials, but that's the only time when I would look at it.
Well, as I say, I didn't hear the first part, but...
Well, I'm a Ram fan. Even if they're in St. Louis, I don't care because I think they're really good.
Well, you've been saying they weren't.
I didn't say that. I said everybody else says they're no good. I think they're good.
Oh, well, all right. Never mind.
But they're in St. Louis.
I have never phoned any...
What kind of phone do you have?
A very good one.
Is it got push button or rotary dial?
That's none of your business.
Oh, playing it close to the vest, huh?
No. I just think you're absolutely repulsive. I didn't expect to speak to you.
Well, ma'am, look, let's be friends.
I expected to speak to Mr. Henry.
Let's be friends, okay?
I don't care for you at all.
Why not? What am I doing wrong?
You talk too much.
I know what I'm talking about. I know football.
I know what I'm talking about also.
Well, what are you talking about?
I just told you. I don't repeat myself.
You went and saw the
Rams. If you don't understand it, then...
I'd only misunderstood one part. Everything else I understood. Could you repeat one part for me?
What part?
What stadium in Cleveland did you go see them play in?
What stadium in Cleveland?
Yeah.
I didn't say that.
You saw them in L.A.?
Of course.
Oh, okay.
Where have you been?
I live in Chatsworth.
Well, you really are out of it. I didn't even mention Cleveland. I said Los Angeles.
Los Angeles?
Yes.
Where's that?
Okay, I got to jump in here.
Yeah.
Los Angeles is Los Angeles.
Oh, okay.
He doesn't speak very well, I guess.
He doesn't what, dear?
I guess he doesn't speak very well.
I speak gooder than most people.
Can't you get rid of him?
Well, he's...
That's beside the point.
That's the old way of saying Los Angeles. It used to be called Los Angeles.
Los Angeles, if
and then
you
they
want to put it properly.
Nobody calls it that anymore because it sounds dirty.
Why does it sound dirty?
Like dangle, you know. Los dangle this.
Oh, gee.
Yeah. What do you think about that?
Thank you.
Huh?
Oh, gee.
What?
Oh, would you knock it off?
Okay, you're listening to the Phil Henry Show live from Los Dangle.
Okay, thank you very much. Thank you, ma'am, for your call.
You're very welcome.
Bye-bye. Get rid of the kid, will you? I don't care if he screams at you. Get rid of him. Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show here, 1-800-449-8686. Your arithmetic sucks, Mike. No, if you go 5 seconds earlier, you don't want to go 5 seconds earlier. You want to go 5 seconds later, Craig. So it's 52, 53. It's 52, 58. Trust me. I know what I'm doing. Okay, let's go to Coos Bay. Hi, you're on the Phil Henry Show.
Hey.
Yes, sir.
I want to know how old that flunky kid is or that you have there, that wise punk. Not only is he disrespectful to... I heard him talk to that other lady. He was just rambling with her, just
Where's
trying
the kid?
To confuse
is he
her
at...
with words.
Oh, what's your problem?
Oh, isn't it a little bit past your bedtime, Sonny?
Yeah, well, I know more about football than anybody I heard so far.
Oh, you don't know bull. You know what? Why did you mention your song, Blue and Yellow?
What do you know?
Them Rams.
What do you know about it?
What do I know? I was probably older than you when Tampa Bay, who they stole the game from with that last play. You can't tell me that catch wasn't legal. They should have had a touchdown. They should have kicked the Rams.
Genius. It would have been 3rd and 10 with 40 seconds left.
You know
what do you think they're going to do with that?
You sound like
you grew up in
Tampa
Bay.
Well, you know what? It would have been nice at the end of this millennium as a Super Bowl champion instead of the Rams.
Yeah, it would have been nice if they had a better team.
The Rams left. They couldn't even handle California. They had to run.
And how come you ain't in Tampa Bay anymore?
Well, no, I'm not. I'm not in Tampa Bay anymore.
Because you can't handle it anymore. What bay are you in? Coos Bay?
Well.
Yeah, I know. That's a long story, huh?
Well, you know,
yeah,
maybe
we don't
you're a little
go
older, I could tell you. Or maybe, I want to know why. What'd you pay Phil to get on
this show? What do you know about football? Who's the quarterback for Tampa Bay? Who's the coach at Tampa Bay?
Who are their two running backs? I don't really know, but that's
not
a really
point. Know. You know something? If you knew that Tampa Bay had a black quarterback, maybe you wouldn't be such a fan.
Are you making a racist comment about that?
No, I just want to know. Are you aware that their quarterback's black?
Yes, I'm aware of that.
Are you aware that their coach is black?
Well, it doesn't matter what color they are.
And you're still a fan?
It doesn't matter. Besides, the Tennessee Titans are going to just kick their butts.
The Tennessee who?
Titans.
Who are they?
Not the Titans. The Tennessee Titans. They used to be the Houston Oilers.
The Houston Oilers.
And now here's a Rush song from Mike Schaefer.